Good morning once again. It is 9:06 on KWHI. It's time for another edition of the Community Corner, where we are bringing folks from around the community, around the area, to talk about what's happening and give you the lowdown on what you need to know to be informed. And today, our guest, me, Brenham Fire Chief Ricky Baker, and Chief Baker, how's it going?
Wonderful, Craig. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Appreciate you coming out. I know you guys are tend to be a little bit busy protecting the community, and we thank you guys for that, by the way.
Well, appreciate that.
And thank you for coming in and talking with us today, because coming up here pretty soon, next few days, a big holiday for the New Year's Eve. And coming up... big thing is, of course, we've seen the fire stands. They're out, fireworks stands, and people are going to be getting a lot of those things that make big booms, but also can cause a little bit of problems for the outlying areas. And so what are some of the concerns, rules concerning people here in Brenham when it comes to fireworks?
Well, inside the city of Brenham, it is a city ordinance that prohibits the use of fireworks for selling them, storing them, or using them inside the city limits. And we try to enforce that as much as we can.
Now, when we talk about fireworks, that includes not only like stuff that goes up in the air, but also firecrackers?
Firecrackers. Anything that you could buy at the fireworks stand is by city ordinance, is prohibited inside the city limits of Brenham.
Okay. And what about out in the county?
In the county, you are able to use fireworks. They sell them out in the county. The only time you wouldn't be able to use fireworks in the county is if the county commissioner's court has enacted a burn ban and they specifically ban them. But that hasn't been done this year because of the weather and stuff. So you are able to use fireworks in the county.
All right. And we've heard in stories, you know, over the years, like with the fireworks, and there have been some accidents, personal injuries with that. What do you, what kind of suggestion you give people being safe with those things?
Really, look at each fireworks that you would buy and want to use. They do have labels on them that tells you how wide a clear area around that fireworks should be. You want to make sure that you're not setting it too close to buildings or anything that could burn. If you have a concrete slab or something, or gravel road, that is always your best to use fireworks. It probably wouldn't be a bad idea to leave it to the professionals. You know, go to a nice fireworks display and like Washington on the Brazos. And I know that's not for New Year's, but those are better. Always have a responsible adult around them. And remember that alcohol and fireworks usually don't mix, because it's always, hey, Bubba, hold my beer, let's watch this. And
yeah.
That's not a good recipe there.
Okay. Speaking of the some of the concerns with fireworks, we've had some grass fires in the area recently all the way around. Tell us about why that's happening. Why are we seeing so many grass fires here lately?
Well, here lately, there's so much dried grass out there on the pastures, cause we did have some rain that, got the grass growing. Some of the livestock, guys sold their cattle and they just have some extra grass out there. That is something that we always worry about when the humidity levels drop low and we have a little wind and you have dried grass on top. That's just a recipe for, grass fires. A lot of times it's also where people are burning brush piles, or they're burning outside debris, and things just, the sparks take off. You get that little wind blowing and it will just take off the grass. It's really surprising how fast a fire can move mm-hmm. with a little wind behind it.
Okay. Now tell us about what people do, not only to talk about burning safely, but also if they have some like that around when they're going to be doing some fireworks this weekend. If they have some dry grass around, some safety precautions for those areas.
Make sure that if you're going to do fireworks this weekend, try to clear out a spot around, have a safe area. Don't use, and if you have a dud firework, don't go up and pick it up and try to relight it. Let it sit there. And they say to let it wait for at least 20 minutes before you would do anything, and then put it in a bucket of water. Because those short fuses, or if there's a fuse, just a little bit of a spark down in that firecracker yet that you can't see, it gets a little puff of wind, or you're messing with it, and it could go off. And that's not something you want to do. Another thing, you know, the sparklers that kids have and mom and daddy always give them to the little kids to hold. Those are some of the most dangerous things that you can do. They look pretty, but they burn at over 1200 degrees.
Really?
That's glass melts at 900 degrees, you know. So that's some severe heat. And sparklers account for over a quarter of all fireworks injuries that are reported in emergency rooms. So parents, really be careful with those sparklers, because they're pretty, but they are very deadly and dangerous, and we don't want anybody getting hurt.
Okay. Now, that's the covering with the fireworks. Now, what about if people are burning, you know, out in the county, they can burn trash. What can they do to keep those areas safe with the grass like it is?
One thing you want to do when you're burning out in the county is you want to do a cleared area around your burn pile or around your burn barrel. They say at least 5 feet of take the grass down, away, and it just pure soil there around your burn barrel. And then when you have a trash pile that you're burning with brush of that, you may go up to 20, 30, even 50 feet around it because the radiated heat that a huge fire puts off, it will burn that grass. And it's always something that it happens. People will do a control burn. They call into dispatch and report that they're going to do it. And then the next phone call they're making is, oh, it's done got out of hand. I need help. Some of that is not preparing the area around the fire properly, and that is a huge concern, and that is something that everybody really needs to do to safely burn piles. Don't let that grass right up to your burn pile, because it is going to catch fire, and you will, with any kind of wind blowing, it can get out of hand quick.
Now, is there someone that they can speak to with beforehand that can come out and maybe help them, like, no, this is... maybe do this, you know, to help them out?
Sure. You could call any one of the fire departments, the fire chief in each one of the areas. Washington County has 10 departments in the county, plus Brenham, so there's 11 departments in the county. Any one of us would be more than happy to come and look and make sure you're doing it safely, or to help you do anything that we can to have it a positive outcome rather than us have to come out in a big hurry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so call in advance and, like, just get a couple of ideas and just say, hey, do this, do that, and then you'll be good to go. And
definitely, definitely. Things. And always, if you are going to burn, call into dispatch. That's 979-277-7272, and let them know that you're going to burn, so that they don't send anybody out there for no reason.
Because mm-hmm. I'm sure people are going to see the fire, see the smoke, and they're going to be calling, not you personally, but, you know, somebody around in the area.
Sure, the public will protect, because everybody remembers the big grass fires that we had a couple years ago, and, mm-hmm. and everybody's really vigilant and watches out for stuff like that, which is good.
Yeah. Now, we talked about a couple years ago, that was Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yes, sir, it was.
Now, let's talk about not just this weekend, but year-rounds. You know, what could people do to take precautions year-round for safety tips?
Well, one thing that you want to do in your home is don't overload the your electrical outlets. Everybody goes and they plugs in an extension cord or goes and buys the surge protectors. And, I can plug in four or five more things here. And if I had another surge protector, I got another four or five. It gets out of hand pretty quick, and that's really something you don't need to do, because your electrical service is overloaded and will cause a problem down the road somewhere. Another safety tip is to always install smoke detectors on every level of your home. If you have a two-story, make sure it's on the top story and bottom story, inside your bedrooms, and then on outside all your sleeping areas. And if you install the smoke detectors, please check them. You should do that self-check once a month. You just have a button up there that you push to make sure the battery's good. And then, you know, everybody's gotten used to, when you change your clocks, you change your batteries in your smoke detectors. That is something that we have seen over the years that has really saved lives, got people out of their homes early enough, because it does detect smoke ahead of where you won't see it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's smoke. If you have a smoke-filled house, it'll just put you to sleep. It's not going to necessarily wake you up. So the smoke detectors are there to wake you up, to get you out of the house. And then once you do detect that you have a fire, get out of the house, stay out, and call 911, and we'll be there as quick as we can.
All right. Well, I think that's what I have, the questions we're covering, especially. Is there anything else that you want to add to for the folks to hear this morning?
Well, just I think there's a lot of people don't understand about the Brenham Fire Department. I just want to make sure we're a combination department. We have some paid and volunteer members, and we have a minimum staffing of 3 per day. So at any time, we'll have at least 3 people at the fire station. Sometimes there's 4 on a shift, so if nobody's taking vacation or sick time, there's 4 people there. And I just want people to understand we're not a completely paid department. We rely on our volunteers, and they're a very special part of our organization. And we're always looking for folks that might want to volunteer. Never thought about being a fireman. Well, come on by, and we'll show you what it's all about. And if you're interested, we're always looking for help.
All right. And so if somebody had a question or wanted to find something about you guys, how they get a hold of you?
They can call the fire station. It's 979-337-7300. And whoever answers the phone will be able to take care of your questions and help you get the right answers.
All right. Well, Chief Baker, we appreciate you again coming in and talking with us today.
We appreciate being here, and if there's anything anybody ever had questions, please don't hesitate to call us.
And hopefully you guys have a pretty quiet 4th of July, New Year's Eve this year.
We're hoping so, too.
All right, there we go. The Fire Chief Ricky Baker in studio today for another edition of the Community Corner. We'll do it all again next Tuesday with one more person and talk about something happening around the area here on KWHI in Brenham.